The rate of China's economic growth is often reported in the news, but China is experiencing another bonanza too. It doesn't get the headlines commanded by economic figures, but it catches the attention of geologists and anyone with an interest in the history of life on Earth. What's at issue is the absolute tsunami of fossil specimens coming out of the Middle Kingdom. China didn't have people looking for fossils within its borders until quite recently. Locked in poverty and separated for a time from much of the world through the Cold War, the Chinese had other issues to deal with besides trying to unravel the ancient history of life. But in recent years, both scientific and private efforts have been mounted to find fossils in Chinese rocks, and the efforts have been enormously successful. There's a lot of money at stake these days in fossils. A complete specimen of a transitional type of species of a dino bird fetches a king's ransom on the international market. Ditto for specimens of enormous swimming reptiles or pretty nearly anything that's large and fierce-looking. But here's a simple fact about fossils. Usually what's found in a rock is only part of an individual's remains. In other words, it's not so hard to find a part of a dinosaur. I stumbled across one isolated dino bone myself in Montana when I was younger. But it's truly rare to find all the bones and teeth of a particular individual laid out neatly and just waiting for you. There often is real scientific value in just a part of a fossil. But, for obvious reasons, the price of a complete fossil is extremely high compared to the price of an isolated bone or tooth. Many of the fossils being found today in China first come to the attention of farmers who simply find a rock in their field with part of a fossil in it. From the point of view of some farmers, adding to that first rock with part of another is not so difficult. Just for example, imagine you and I both become fossils in a rock, but the fossil version of me is missing an arm because a predator carried it off after my death. It might occur to a farmer to add an arm to my fossil remains from another specimen, like you. This creates a mixed fossil, one that represents the same species, but that has two individuals in it. Even more problematic is that a farmer might not have another human bone to complete the fossil version of me. In that case, he might add whatever he has on hand that seems most suitable. This creates a chimera, an animal that never lived at all. Farmers and local fossil dealers can fetch high prices for specimens they create in such a way. And according to a recent article in the journal Science, it looks like the majority of fossil specimens coming out of China have been doctored. It's all a crying shame. It would be better to have incomplete evidence of an animal than to have fake materials that have been forced together or otherwise corrupted. I surely don't begrudge Chinese peasants any extra income they can get. But I do regret the loss of scientifically meaningful evidence of life's rich history.